for a real search and rescue scenario, the biggest problem that we have in these types of, you know, high risk, high danger scenarios is that you're actually not able to go and physically get that training data that you need to use to train the model. AirSim allows us to get synthetic data to do that. What we saw is there's a need to put AI on edge devices, such as this one that I've got here in my hands. We dreamed up this whole scenario that you see behind me, which is a search and rescue for stuffed animals. We took pictures of this entire field and all the animals, and we 3D modeled it in AirSim using the Unreal Engine. We got a 3D environment. You're able to fly a simulated drone around to generate training data and use that to train the actual AI model to recognize the animals. Prior to the latest and greatest that we're releasing at Build, we weren't able to actually complete the scenario at all. What we see now is running AI models on edge devices where you're not in, you know, a cloud data center or not on premises with large servers is actually reality today. And out of AirSim, we exported hundreds of images of each of the animals and imported them into Custom Vision and used that to train the actual AI model to individually identify each of the animals based on that synthetic training data. We export it out of Custom Vision into a TensorFlow format model and Dockerize it and then upload it into Azure IoT Edge and Hub. And from there, it's able to communicate with this device, which is running on the drone and running the actual AI model on the drone. Whenever it does identify one of the animals, it sends a message to Azure IoT Hub. And from there, you can pretty much, you know, do anything to process those JSON responses or messages that land in Azure IoT Hub. Developers can learn on the latest and greatest AI technology and how to bring AI to the edge. You can download the dev kit on AI School today.